This recording, Puerto Rico 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in Desert District of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the super private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made a sanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bury the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. This is Lenny. The youngest is Lenny, and this is Neil.
I love them very much. But they sometimes behave not too good, and I have to reprimand them. They like to go out. We tried that they enjoy the summer time. He's my husband, my lovely husband. He's getting young. We've been together like 35 years. We're living here in New York, in the Bronx, close to the Bronx Zoo. I wish I could go and live in my Puerto Rico, but for some reason I have to stay here. We're in Ponce, Ajuntas is a small town close by Ponce and San Juan. San Juan is the most important because the capital. But Ponce is beautiful.